My name's Matt Milner, and this is Locals Only. So, I want to hear a little bit more about the sort of journey that's depicted in that song, and sort of the relationship. There's, you know, there are a couple threads that you've mentioned throughout tonight, whether obviously the water is a theme that runs throughout this album, but you also mentioned that that last song, which very prominently features bicycling in it, was used as one of the official songs of El Tour de Tucson. Is there a relationship to you between the role that water has had in your life, the way you look at the water, and also the role that cycling has had in your life?
Yeah, definitely. I guess I find myself really drawn to what I would call sports of flow. And the to me, you know, surfing, rock climbing, cycling, they all have this flowing element to them. And I think that's something that really, you know, if you look at the next layer beyond just the direct themes of my lyrics, that idea of flow and that idea of how that feels, and then, you know, the imagery that allows us to connect with the outdoors as we're pursuing those things really is something that resonates with me a lot.
How did you go about getting that song to be recognized by El Tour?
Well, I guess just some of my relationships in the cycling community, and when I contacted Richard at Perimeter, he is such a supportive person, and I worked with them, you know, I guess just closely for a couple of weeks, but I was just so impressed with everything about the organization. And literally, I've been to a lot of business meetings in my life, and the one where I walked into the Perimeter office with a guitar instead of a briefcase, and I thought I was just going to be meeting with Richard, and he had, you know, 15 people from their staff and around their boardroom table, and he's like, okay, so Jake's going to play us a song, and playing that, I didn't end up playing it live. I ended up playing them recording, but just sitting there and, you know, having 7 minutes to watch everybody's faces. And it was really great because obviously several people really connected very strongly with it, and their eyes are closed and just going on the journey. And that song's really just supposed to have that rhythm and flow of being on the road and on wheels. And whether you're driving or on a bicycle, it's just one of those things that carries you along. So
yeah, I'm curious, you know, when you've collaborated with folks, either people who were performing on the album or people who are in the room tonight who are performing with you, how do you contextualize the music? Do you make a point of, before collaborating with someone, and maybe you guys are better authorities on this than Jake is, but do you try to present your vision in terms of the theme of water running throughout this album and this material, or do you just present the songs and sort of let the songs speak for themselves?
I'd say really a combo of the two. And when I started recording this, again, I was in San Diego and working with a couple of folks, you know, Davey Carano, who helped co-produce, and he recorded all the bass and a lot of the guitar, several of the lead guitar parts and so forth on the album. You know, he and I would just work through kind of following where the songs went and my ideas. But we sat down with the drummer and Danny Campbell, who was a surfer. And, you know, I would say, you know, this is how I feel. I think, you know, sometimes to them, it wasn't the language of music so much, but to me, trying to convey the language of the feeling that I was after was a really big part of it. And I think sometimes it felt counterproductive, but ultimately, you know, when I'd hear the drum parts that Danny would work out, it was just obvious that he really got that feeling of the ocean. And you know, he spends every day in the water, and I think I was really blessed to be able to record those parts with somebody that got it. And you know, Emily and James, and the vocals on the album were recorded by James's cousin Tanya Whitman, who's a Tucson yoga instructor and singer as well.
And may I say, a magical voice far beyond my own. But it's nice to stand in.
What did you say about disclaiming on the air? We said we're not going to do it.
Does that mean I shouldn't mention my cold?
That's exactly what that means. But,
that's your nice one segue. Card. It's done now.
But Tanya and I knew each other from yoga teacher training, actually. And Emily and I guess we're in the same class as well. We didn't really meet until later. Uh-huh. But we realized we have a lot of common connections as well in terms of the outdoors, cycling and climbing and just the connection with nature. And I think those things really... To me, music is, you know, there's a heart to what you're portraying, and when people connect with that, that's it comes out in the music they're creating. And for this project, it really came through. And also, I think we were fortunate for a little while. I had a place in San Diego where you could see the ocean from the window, and a lot of these songs were recorded. You know, singing, you know, that song Double Overhead, the pelicans flying by. I was watching the pelicans fly by as we tracked that song, and just able to get into that space and really connect with that. And it was really magical.
Yeah. So what do we have next here?
Well, I don't want to just talk about the poetry of the water, especially when we're here in the desert. This is a song that I've written. This is a debut for the public. This is a song about the poetry of Tucson and being in love here. This is called Arizona Baby.
Great.
An Arizona baby, wanna have you, wanna have you, baby, wanna have you, baby, in my arms. We can move to Tucson, grow some cacti online. Wanna have a baby in my arms. So I've got this thing I don't like you being too far. I've got this thing I don't like you being too far. I've got this thing I where you are. Tucson's got a sunset, sunrise makes me forget that anything could be anything but beautiful. Can hike up into the rincons, the sunrise going, 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 going. I've got this thing I don't like you being too far. I've got this thing I don't like you being too far. I've got this thing I don't like you being too far. Far, far, like where you are. Like where you are. Like where you are. This thing I don't like you being too far. I've got this thing I don't like you being too far. I've got this thing I don't like you being too far. Like where you are. Like where you are.
eyes on a baby. Wanna have you, wanna have you, baby. Oh, wanna have you in my arms. And we can move to Tucson, grow some cacti online. Wanna have you, baby, in my arms. Wanna have you, baby. I wanna have you, baby.
Yeah, I know. Tucson's got a lot of poetry. This song is called I Like It Here. This is the third song on the new record. I think probably my favorite.
Sitting thinking about my day, wondering if the poetry ever goes away. And it's summer, but it feels like fall. It's not so bad at all. I'm on a mountain in my car, and I close the door on a yesterday that feels just like tomorrow. I long the way the trees sway, and the park and the flowers in the trees, and they're blossoming now just for me. I am so in love with you. And I like it here. I like it here. Put the surfboards in the car. And the beach is not too far. Not too far, and I'm almost there, and I'm so aware of everything that's in the air. I need to be here by the sea. And no poetry ahead. It never goes. It never goes. Way, hey, your way. Thank you. like it here. And I like it here. And I like it here. And the poetry, yeah, never goes, it never goes away. Way. It never goes, it never goes away. Your way.
And you know, the poetry things is, I guess, really what catches me as a writer. And you're writing this album and working on these songs left me thinking a lot about water. And as we in Tucson know, water is everything here, just like it's everything when you're actually at the ocean. And I started looking through the poetry I've written the last few years and finding a lot of water in my poetry as well. And for those of us who've lived through May, lived through June, and lived through those weeks in July and those years when the monsoons never seem to come, and everything here is all etched around the water, and you start to feel it in your blood, you feel it itching at you, and you feel it craving for the water. And honestly, that's especially for someone who grew up at the ocean, where some of these songs on this album I actually wrote when I was here in Tucson, when I was a little too new to the dryness, and the craving was just really strong in me. This is a poem, Monsoon Rainstorm. Sweet drops of water, pounding the ground, scattering dryness, quenching the parching months of green, begging for blood life, skin cracking, eyes dry with the sight of sand and hot, waterless wind. Abated, earned, relinquished, submerged with pounding and furious rhythm. Rhythm to pound our souls. Rhythm with chaos. Rhythm anticipated, yearned for. Rehydration of the soul. Cool sips. For the months ahead.
My name is Matt Milner, live in Studio 2A right now with Jake Stevens. The new album is How the Water Feels. And Jake, remind folks again where people can find that.
Sure, you can find the album on Amazon or at iTunes. If you look for Jake Stevens, S-T-E-P-H-E-N-S. And also, I've been really fortunate to receive the support of several Tucson area businesses that are carrying the album.
Great.
Yeah, if you go into Antigone Books, they have the album there. Also, several bike shops, Fairwheel and Ordinary Bikes.
Awesome.
RC Bikes, Pro Bikes, and Miles Ahead Cyclery and Arizona Cyclists are all have the album available, as well as Bookman's Sports Exchange and Bookman's on Grant.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Yeah. So the hard copies are really gorgeous. I know we live in a digital age, but for those who like the lyrics, which is a big piece of this for me, please check those out.
Awesome. Any upcoming shows planned if people want to see you live?
You know, we just had the CD release last week, and it went really well. And we had about 40 people there, and a little special treat with some fire spinning. Wow. For the finale song, which was really cool. If you look at my Facebook page, Jake Stevens Music, you can catch a little video clip of that. We're going to play a song off of that in a little while. But right now, I'm working on booking the gigs for the next year, but I've been so focused on getting this thing out that this is it at the moment.
All right. Well, you know, Jake, we've got about 8 minutes left here, so I'm just going to turn it back over to you to bring us on home. So you've been listening to Jake Stevens here on Locals Only. 10 live guests next week is White Light. But without further ado, wrapping things up here on Locals Only, Jake Stevens. Thanks again, Jake.
Thank you. I'm going to do a song called Wide River.
Chinook green beach underneath dawning of day, dawning green meadows and all, sing to the stars and play my guitar. Mountains found the ocean, oh, but I never held your hand. Mountains found the ocean, oh, never held you. And there's a raindrop on my mountain, oh. The river's natural wide, rolling to the sea. Make the river wide, make the river wide, make the river wide, make the river, make the river, make the river wide, make the river wide, make the river. Make the river. And I was wandering, oh. You were dancing on the sand. I was wandering, oh. How the ocean meets the land. I was looking up at, oh. The water rose. Make the river wide, make the river wide, make the river wide, make the river, make the river, make the river wide, make the river wide, make the river, make the river. Found the ocean, but I never held your hand. Mountains found the ocean, but I never held you. Make the river wide, make the river wide, make the river, make the river, make the river wide, make the river wide, make the river. Make the river, make the river wide, wide, wide. Make the river, make the river.
So, to close things out here, do a little song. This album I dedicated to my father, and my dad had been the one who taught me to surf, put me on a surfboard at like 5, and also hauled me around on a lot of bike rides, and I'd follow him around on a little BMX bike behind him on his road bike, and we'd go out for 5, 10, 20, even 40 miles, which was a lot for my little 13-year-old legs. And dad also gathered us around the piano quite often to sing songs, so we learned a lot of the songs he'd written as if they just were what was out there in the universe. And since December is upon us and the Christmas season is beginning, like to share a song of his with everybody out there. This is called Santa's Elves. Santa's elves are going home. The sleigh is packed, their work is done. It's been a long year, they've done their best. Now it's up to Santa Claus to do the rest. Rest your heads now, girls and boys. May away to Christmas joys. Find your pillows and rest your eyes, and hope that Santa Claus brings your surprise. A little baby born under a star, a little mama, she's come so far. Angels singing, wise men on their knees. Little baby Jesus brings us peace. Santa's elves are going home. The sleigh is packed, their work is done. It's been a long year, they've done their best. Now it's up to Santa Claus to do the rest. Rest your heads now, girls and boys. You may wait till Christmas joys. Angels singing, wise men on their knees, and the little baby Jesus brings us peace. Oh, the little baby Jesus brings us peace.